In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Matinal Resurrectional Gospels. At that time, the 11 disciples went into Galilee to a mountain where Jesus appointed them. And having seen him, they made obeisance to him, but some doubted. And Jesus approached and spoke to them, saying, "All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days until the completion of the age. Amen." At that time, the Sabbath having passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought aromatic spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre after the sun arose, and they were saying among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre for us?" And they looked up and saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was exceedingly great. And after they entered into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right, clothed in a white robe, and they were amazed. And he saith unto them, "Cease being amazed. Ye are seeking the Jesus the Nazarene, who hath been crucified. He was raised, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and say to his disciples and to Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, even as he told you." And they went out and fled from the sepulchre, and trembling in ecstasy held them fast. And to no one did they say anything, for they were afraid. At that time, after Jesus rose early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and brought tidings to those who had been with him, who were mourning and weeping. And they, having heard that he liveth and was seen by her, disbelieved. And after these things he was made manifest in a different form to two of them as they were walking, and went into the country, and they went and brought tidings to the rest, neither did they believe them. Afterwards he was made manifest to the 11 themselves as they reclined at table, and he reproached their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not those who saw him after he was raised. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. The one who believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and the one who believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they should drink anything deadly, in no wise will it harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall be well." Then indeed, after speaking to them, the Lord was taken up into the heaven and sat at the right of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the accompanying signs. Amen. At that time, on the first day of the week at deep dawn, the women came to the sepulchre, bringing aromatic spices which they had prepared, and certain other women came with them, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were perplexed about this, indeed, behold, two men also stood by them in shining raiment. And when they became frightened and turned aside their faces to the ground, they said to them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but was raised. Remember how he spoke to you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, 'It is necessary for the Son of Man to be delivered up into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day to rise.'" And they remembered his words, and they returned from the sepulchre and related all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. And there were Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the rest of the women with them, who were telling these things to the apostles. And their words seemed as nonsense before them, and they kept on disbelieving them. But Peter rose and ran to the sepulchre, and having stooped to look, he saw the linen clothes lying alone, and departed to his home, wondering at that which had come to pass. At that time, Peter arose and ran to the sepulchre, and having stooped to look, he saw the linen clothes lying alone, and departed to his home, wondering at what that which had come to pass. And behold, two of them were going in the same day to a village being 60 stadia from Jerusalem, which is named Emmaus. And they were conversing with one another about all these things which had taken place. And it came to pass, while they conversed and discussed, Jesus himself drew near and was going together with them, but their eyes were held so as not to recognize him. And he said to them, "What words are these which ye exchange with one another as ye walk and are sad in countenance?" And the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Art thou sojourning alone as a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which came to pass in it in these days?" And he said to them, "What kind of things?" And they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a man, a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how both the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to a judgment of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he was the one who was about to redeem Israel. But besides all these things, this passeth as the third day, today, since these things took place. Yea, and certain women from us, among us, astonished us, who were early at the sepulchre, and not having found his body, they came, declaring also to have seen a vision of angels who say he is living. And certain of those with us went away to the sepulchre and found it thus, even as also the women said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, O ye without understanding and slow in heart, to believe in all things which the prophets spoke, it was needful for the Christ to have suffered these things and to have entered into his glory, was it not? And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he went on interpreting to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he was making as if to be going further. And they constrained him, saying, Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day hath waned. And he went in to stay with them. And it came to pass, as he reclined at table with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it, and was giving it to them. And their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from them. And they said one to another, Our heart was burning in us as he was speaking to us in the way, and as he was opening to us the scriptures, was it not? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together and those with them, saying, The Lord was raised indeed and appeared to Simon. And they began relating those things that occurred in the way, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. At that time, after Jesus rose from the dead, he stood in the midst of his disciples and saith unto them, Peace be to you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and kept on thinking that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, Why are ye troubled, and why do reasonings come up in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that I am he. Touch me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, even as ye see me having. And having said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet disbelieved from the joy and wondered, he said to them, Have ye anything to eat here? And they gave him a portion of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took these and ate in their presence. And he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that it was needful for all things to be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then he thoroughly opened their mind to understand the scriptures and said to them, Thus it hath been written, and thus it was needful for the Christ to have suffered and to have risen from the dead the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins to have been preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send forth the promise of my Father upon you. But sojourn in the city of Jerusalem until ye are clothed with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and having lifted up his hands, he blessed them. And it came to pass, as he was blessing them, he stood apart from them and was carried up into the heaven. And they made obeisance to him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. At that time, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene cometh to the sepulchre early, when it was yet dark, and seeth the stone which had been taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus was regarding with affection, and saith unto them, They took away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and they were going to the sepulchre, and the two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead of Peter more quickly, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, having stooped to look, seeth the linen clothes lying, and yet he entered not. Then Simon Peter cometh, and following him, entered into the sepulchre, and he beholdeth the linen clothes lying, and the napkin which was upon his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but separate, having been wrapped up into one place. Therefore the other disciple who came first to the sepulchre then also entered and saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture, that it was necessary for him to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went away again into their own homes. At that time Mary was standing outside in front of the sepulchre weeping. Then as she was weeping, she stooped to look into the sepulchre, and behold the two angels in white sitting, one on the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they say to her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they took away my Lord, and I know not where they laid him. And having said these things, she turned herself back, and behold that Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing it is the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou didst bear him away, tell me where thou didst lay him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, that is to say, Teacher. Jesus saith unto her, Cease teaching, touching me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene cometh, bringing back tidings to the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he spoke these things to her. When it was evening on that day, the first of the week, and the doors were closed, where the disciples were gathered together for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be to you. And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad, after they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said to them again, Peace be to you. Even as the Father has sent me forth, I also send you. And after he said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Spirit. If ye forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If ye retain the sins of any, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, who was called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore were saying unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I should see in his hands the mark of the nails, and put my finger into the mark of the nails, and put my hand into his side, in no wise will I believe. And after 8 days his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Then cometh Jesus, the doors having been shut. And he stood in the midst and said, Peace be to you. Then he saith unto Thomas, Bring thy finger here, and behold my hands, and bring thy hand, and put it into my side, and cease being unbelieving, but be believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who did not see, and yet believed. Then indeed Jesus did also many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these things have been written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life in his name. At that time Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself thus. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, who is called Didymus, and Nathanael, the one from Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I am going fishing. They say to him, We are also coming with thee. They went forth and embarked into the ship straightway, and during the night they caught nothing. But it having become already early morning, Jesus stood on the seashore. Nevertheless the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Little children, ye did not have any fish, do ye? They answered him, No. And he said to them, Cast the net to the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and were no longer able to draw it because of the multitude of the fish. Then that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Therefore after Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded himself with his upper garment, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in a small ship, for they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net of fish. Then when they went up to the land, they saw a fire of coals lying, and fish lying on it, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of large fish, 153. And though there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and breakfast. And none of the disciples dared to question him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh the bread and giveth to them, and the fish in like manner. This is now the third time that Jesus was made manifest to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. At that time, Jesus was made manifest to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When therefore they ate breakfast, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I have affection for thee. He saith unto him, Be feeding my little lambs. He saith unto him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I have affection for thee. He saith unto him, Be shepherding my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, hast thou affection for me? Peter was grieved, because he said to him the third time, Hast thou affection for me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I have affection for thee. He saith unto him, Be feeding my sheep. Verily, verily, I say to thee, when thou wast younger, thou used to gird thyself and walk about where thou wouldest. But whenever thou growest old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and bring thee where thou wouldest not. But this he said, signifying by what kind of death he shall glorify God. And having said this, he saith unto him, Follow thou me. And Peter, having turned about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also leaned back on his breast at the supper, and said, Lord, who is the one who is delivering thee up? And Peter saw him, and he saith to Jesus, But Lord, this man, what shall he do? And Jesus saith unto him, If I wish him to tarry while I am coming, what is that to thee? Be thou following me. Then this saying went out among the brethren, that disciple dieth not, and yet Jesus did not say that he dieth not. But if I wish him to tarry while I am coming, what is that to thee? This is the disciple who beareth testimony concerning these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things, which if is as much as Jesus did, may be written one by one. I suppose the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. In the 28th chapter of Matthew is what actually would be the first resurrectional gospel, but it's not included in those that are sung at Sunday matins. At that time, now late in the Sabbath, at the dawning, toward the first day of the week, there came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the tomb. And behold, a great earthquake occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended out of heaven and came and rolled away the stone from the door and sat upon it. And his appearance was as lightning, and his garment white as snow. And those keeping guard because of their fear of him were shaken and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said to the women, Cease being afraid, for I know that ye seek Jesus who hath been crucified. He is not here, for he was raised even as he said. Come see the place where the Lord was lying, and go quickly and say to his disciples that he was raised from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him. Behold, I have told you. And they went quickly out of the sepulchre with fear and with great joy, and ran to bring tidings to his disciples. But as they were going to bring tidings to his disciples, then behold, Jesus met them, saying, Rejoice ye. And they approached and laid hold of his feet, and made obeisance to him. Then Jesus saith unto them, Cease being frightened, go and bring tidings to my brethren that they should go to Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the crowd went into the city, and reported to the chief priests all the things that came to pass. And after they were gathered together with the elders and took counsel, they gave a considerable amount of money to the soldiers, saying, His disciples came by night and stole him while we were sleeping. And if this should be heard before the governor, we will persuade him and make you free from care. And they took the money and did as they were taught. And this report was spread abroad by the Jews until The end of the resurrectional gospels, 11 of them are said in sequence in Sunday matins, and the last one that was read is actually the first account of the resurrection in the gospel in Matthew chapter 28.